I thought first half was quite good as well. But credit to Rochdale there. You know, they had nothing to lose. A draw's no good to them. They wanted to go for the win. And right from the start, I thought it was too open for my liking. You know, every time they got the ball, they looked like they could hurt us. When we got the ball, we looked like we could hurt them. And, you know, it's a good game for the neutral to watch. But for me, you know, I don't want them having as much. And they caused us some problems in the first half. And obviously the sending off's a pivotal moment. But sometimes that can make it harder for you. But credit to them. They come out. We kind of guessed what they might do second half. They kept two up high and wide. They dropped one in as a number 10. And it caused us a few problems for spells. But what we did do well, we started the second half with really good intensity, took our chances when they come and put the game to bed. And from that moment on, it was a case of seeing it out. And what we did was, towards the end, what we did wrong was we kept trying to press because we had 11 men, and the fans almost demand that you've got 11 men, you should be all over them. And it played into their hands, and they kept getting in little spaces between us and causing us some problems. And what we should have done is just said, look, we're free up, and you know, we'll just sit in here camping and we'll break on you. That would have been the clever thing to do. But credit to the boys. They had great tempo and a great response from Saturday.
As you say, a red card, that kind of a double-edged sword, because it can put extra pressure on you. You still got to do it, even though there's just the 10 men.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just said the message to the boys at half-time, we kind of guessed what they might do, leave our two centre-halves almost redundant, not marking anyone. And then all of a sudden, you haven't got overloads in the midfield. You're behind them a little bit. But what we did do really well, we didn't come out and all of a sudden try and be something we weren't. We carried on with the intensity. We kept trying to run in behind them. We kept trying to get crosses in. And eventually, it's you know, quite early on, we've taken our chances.
You started the game with four at the back. You've changed from the three that you've been playing recently.
Yeah. We wanted to have a look at three. And obviously, we played Northampton and it, we lost the game, although that was down to stupid handball. But it was inconclusive, the Northampton game, as to whether it would suit. We then tried it at Southend, and it told us that it's difficult on our pitch and it doesn't allow us to get the tempo where we need it. So we decided that, all right, we tried it twice now, we've made it clear, and four at the back at home allows us to play a little bit more direct and a little bit more with tempo, and it suits us more.
And of course, the 3-0 win has moved you past that 52-point mark. What's your assessment of the season so far, of the achievements of the season?
I think we got six games to go before I can really make that judgment call. I set the boys a target, I've just said to them in there, six games to go. You've got however many points it is that we set to say that. You know, we want the fans to say what a good first season this is, and we're not there yet. We've got a little way to go. We think we're safe now, but we want to hit our targets and try and finish in and around that top 12.
And you are into that final stage now, which I guess, trying out the youngsters, finishing the top half. You know what the targets are.
Yep, absolutely. We can safely now look at one or two, particularly young Alfie Egan. We'd like to get him. You know, he's going to hopefully be a big player for us next season, so we'd like to get him in and around it. But it was difficult. We were still on 51. The teams below are still in decent enough form, and you think 51 might not be enough. So you just want to see the job through. We've got there now, and now we can have a look at the remaining games.
It's part of it on the field and off, probably behind the scenes now, looking at next season and what you can do. Now you're over that line.
Started that already. Been pestering Eric for some figures. We've gone through a lot of things. You know, it's going to be difficult because sometimes keeping the same squad or as much of the same squad together costs you more money as they get better and as they do well. So you end up finding it more difficult to improve and take us forward. So I don't think we're going to have a real glut of signings. It's going to be very little money available for what we might need. And, you know, we may well need to do a little bit of out to get in the summer. So we're already looking at how we can improve. But that's both on the training field, fitness levels, everything. We're going to look at how we can squeeze another 10% out of the group.
I guess evolution's always better than revolution, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we've got a good group of players today. I think the thing I liked about today was I was excited watching us go forward. And I like it when my team looks good going forward. It's what I want to watch. It's what I'm sure the fans want to watch. And Lyle, Tom and Barchi, you know, with their pace, with their trickery, and they were on the move all night tonight. And I like that.
You mentioned LM and Barcham there. we went 3-0 up. You made the substitutions, and I sort of wondered, oh, is that a bit too soon? And then they've got one back. And what was going through your mind at that point? Because I was a little worried.
Yeah, of course. I can't be afraid of making decisions on what might come back. I'm sure there's 20% of the crowd moaning at the fact that I made them decisions. But as a manager, you have to look at, we're going to play on a massive pitch on Saturday. Port Vale got a big pitch. And you make a judgment call and think, well, this game should be sewn up now. Now can we go and do what needs to be done to give us a better chance of winning Saturday's game? And I thought that was the right call to make.